Ms. Richard.
Hi, Richard. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I spoke with you this morning.
Yes.
Hi. I kind of gave you a little bit more time. I know you said to call you at 11, but I know it's past that. So I apologize for being late. I was in a meeting, but just wanted to follow up with you if you had any additional questions or if this was something you're interested in or maybe in the future.
No, I am interested in it. So I think you mentioned that this includes a website. That's correct?
Correct. Yes, it does. It does. It includes the website.
And who puts that together for me? Do you have somebody that gives me a call and we formulate that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account. So what you and I would be doing is just creating the account, verifying business information, going over some notes, and then I would also be scheduling what's called a client interview onboarding that would be conducted with one of our technicians. That's where I say the magic is going to happen, and I choose preferably to do it, if not the same day, based on your availability, by the following day, which, well, for instance, it would be then Monday, right? I have an appointment the latest appointment I have for today, just to kind of give you an idea, would be between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. We're in California, so you're, in fact, an hour ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So in that client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, the technician is going to talk to you about the website, your services. They're going to talk to you about, like, your keywords and search terms. They're going to let you know where to send photos to, right? And then that typically takes like about, I always say 30 to 40 minutes, might take a little bit longer only because it depends on how many questions or details you have. But the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we are moving as well. So, yeah, and you don't need to be, like I said, in front of a computer because basically they're like crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have like about maybe 15 minutes so that you and I can get it set up and then we can schedule your client interview for today if that time works for you.
I mean, we can, how long will this, our conversation last?
I would say our conversation can take anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes. I can get you through it as quickly as possible. I just want to make sure I notate everything accurately. And then if today doesn't work for you for your client interview, we could always push it to Monday if that seems to be best, and we could see what times are available on Monday.
I think we could do it later on this afternoon.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we can schedule your client interview for this afternoon. Yeah. Do you have like 10 or 15 minutes so we can set up the account and then schedule the client interview for later?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. And let's see here. And I know you don't use Facebook, correct, Richard?
Correct.
Okay. All right. What is the best email for you?
Richard A. Parker.
Uh-huh.
Period RP.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Richard, and then you said A as in Apple, Parker, dot R as in Robert, P as in Paul, at gmail.com, correct?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you these two emails that will be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And so that first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. Okay. Now, what it's going to show you there is the price being $199 a month, month-to-month program, and this is for our local-only package, okay, and everything that's included in that, as well as the website. So let me just send that over to you. And then that second email that you're going to be receiving, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this just gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you'll be able to track your results with us. So it's just to kind of give you an idea of that as well. So let me just send that. And then on this phone number, Richard, you're also able to receive text messages. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, on the bottom of those emails that you're going to be receiving, and I'll let you know once I hit send on them, you're going to see my contact information at the very bottom of the email. However, I also send it to you in a text message. And even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like for you to also have my information just for your records, okay? So there goes the first email right now. And then I'm sending that second email as well. Let's see here. Okay, and the second email has just been sent. Now, I'm going to be sending you a series of text messages, okay? So once you receive all three, just confirm with me so I can ensure that you got all three of them. So the first one that you're going to be receiving is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number as well as my extension, so you have for your records. And then the second text that you're going to be receiving is going to have the number to our customer service. So as I mentioned, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So because you're an hour ahead of us, we're always here for you 8 to 5, okay?
Okay.
Monday through Friday. And then the last text that you're going to be receiving, it'll have this link to a YouTube video. And now the video is about, I would say, maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you log in and track your results with us. And I promise it's not anything complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent out all three. Did they all come through?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Now, Richard, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Parker.
Parker. And the phone number that you want listed for the business, and that was, this would also be the best number for us to contact you, is that going to be the 801-641-5888?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see here. I currently see the company reading as Consolidated Enterprises. Is that how it should read?
Yes.
Okay. And you've never attempted to try to PIN verify the business at one time or another?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, Google is going to be sending out a PIN code to you. The PIN code is going to come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So they're going to send it to you by mail. What address do you want them to mail it to? It cannot be a P.O. box. They won't verify you at a P.O. box, just an FYI.
4257 South.
Uh-huh.
1100 East.
Uh-huh.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Uh-huh.
84124.
84124. And you said it's 425, right? South?
Yeah, 4257.
4257. Okay. And what was the zip code again?
84124.
84124. I just, when I start typing it in, it starts giving me these different suggestions, and I'm like, no, that's not it. It starts giving me, like, Murray as a suggestion. Okay, and then I'm assuming this is your residence, so I'm going to hide the address so that it does not appear on Google. No one needs to know where you live, okay?
Okay, good.
Now, as far as for the billing, the payment that you'll be making today would be $199, okay? This is a month-to-month program. I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification that is for your protection, okay? It'll outline our service agreement. It'll go over the billing date. Now, it's going to state also, Richard, that it's a two-month verbal agreement. So basically what we're asking is for you to at least stick it out 2 months because none of this is going to happen overnight, okay? So if at any time you decide you want to part ways, All you have to do is call us 3 business days before that billing is due. So this way you don't incur that charge. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We just part as friends. Okay. Now, before I go through that, I'm going to schedule your client interview before anyone snags that time from me because they go pretty quick. So you're going to be receiving an email with your client interview. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that they're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock, and we will be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, and 3 o'clock your time is the time that they would be calling. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if for some reason we call you and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? They will call you right back. Okay. And we'll send you a reminder an hour before that interview just to let you know what's coming up. If I'm not on a call or if I'm not in a meeting, I would be the one that would be calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay. If I'm not available, then they'll just be calling you directly. Okay. So okay. I sent you that email. And then, Richard, the card that you're using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Both. And how does your name read on there? Just Richard Parker?
Yes.
Okay. And then Consolidated Enterprises is how it reads on there as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what is the card number whenever you're ready?
Oh, well, you're, now you're going to have to wait a second.
Okay, no worries. Well, you're doing that. Why don't I get you started on the voice verification? Is that okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, Richard, please stop me. Just say, what does that mean, Nadine? So this way I can go back and review it. Okay? And then rephrase it. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Consolidated Enterprises.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Parker, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Richard, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, you might get a call from some company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money than $199. If you ever have someone calling you saying you even need to pay $5, right, to verify your profile, don't give them any money. Take down the number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it is not our company. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
So let me explain it first, and then I'll repeat it. So what we're saying here, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So like if you were to say, hey, I'm going to set up an account on Yelp. We're going to tell you don't do it. We've already created a profile for you. So that way you're not spending that money. Okay.
Got it. Got it.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
So this would be yes, because what you're basically saying is, yes, I will let you guys know before I sign up with another company for marketing. I'll give you guys a heads up first. Okay. So that's what that means. So we're just saying, if you're going to do other marketing, just call us, because we want to make sure that if we're already providing you that service, that we let you know, because one, you would be spending more money, and two, it could interfere with what we're doing.
Got it.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is the 29th of September, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on October 29th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $199. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means, Richard, is that once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $199. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support department. That number is 877-635-6225, and then you'll just hit prompt 1. That's actually the number that I texted you as well, okay? Now, okay, in order to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. So just call 3 business days before the 29th if you choose to pause it or cancel it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you have that card number ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
4896-6205-0226-1542.
Expiration month and year.
625.
And the CVV code on the back?
602.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us. Now, you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Barton.
B-A-R-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason that we put the security question is, let's say if someone did call you and say, oh, we're Local Splash, and you're not quite sure, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why we do it for that reason. So right now what I'm doing is I'm updating your package, and then I'm going to be processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt in the next couple of seconds coming over to you, and we send it both to your email as well as in a text message. Okay, now, as soon as it comes through, it'll say initial invoice. So when you see it, if you can open it up, and I'm going to walk you through it, and then we're just going to go over a few notes, so I probably only need like maybe 5 minutes tops, and then we'll be all set. Okay?
Okay.
So give me just a second here. And then I know, just confirming with you, you said 10 miles, right?
Yeah.
Both ways. Okay. Awesome. Now, you have pictures of some of the work that you've done?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What about a business logo? Do you need us to make you one, or do you have one already?
I've got one.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right, so let me just notate that there. Now, you do have an option, okay, where instead of us listing your physical phone number, we can actually add a tracking number that would be linked to your phone, okay? And it comes with an app that you can download from an app store where it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if you were to get a spam call. Would you be interested in the tracking number? It is not an additional cost, or would you prefer that it be your phone number listed there?
No, just my phone number.
Okay. And then under your services, what would you like me to list as far as the services that you're currently offering?
Kitchen remodel, bath remodel, basement finishing.
Oh, okay.
And commercial tenant improvement.
Commercial tenant improvement?
T-E-N-A-N-T.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, improvement.
And then improvement, right? Okay. Anything
right.
else?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And then what? Okay, so or it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes. Yeah.
You are? Okay, perfect. On both?
Yes.
Awesome. And then I know we're not going to do the Facebook page. If at any time, let's say you open up a personal Facebook, just let us know and we can still create the business Facebook page for you. No one would see your personal one anyways. It's just so that you would have like a Facebook business page. And then when we're contacting you, okay, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Any of the above.
Any of? Okay. And then as far as your hours of operation, Richard, what are those? Like, are you a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
What time typically? Like an 8 to 5 or?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just want me to leave off, like put Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if at any time you need to change anything, keywords, you need to change your hours of operation, just let us know and we'll update it. It doesn't cost you to make changes. And then okay. What are your forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card, debit card, PayPal, Cash App?
As of right now, it's just cash or check.
Okay. If at any time you start, you know, taking Zelle, if any of those other forms of payments, just let us know and we'll update it, okay?
Sure.
Now, if you take a look, you should have received something that says initial invoice. You could either check your email or your text messages. Okay, perfect.
I got it.
Go ahead and open it up. And it's going to go on to say, Dear Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to click on that. And now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So this is everything that you're getting in your package. Under the services, you're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions. You are getting the website, okay? And then going further down, the Facebook business page and Facebook ads does not apply to you. Google Ads and Google Guarantee doesn't apply to you, but these are products that are available for you if at any time you want to visit any of those. And then Google Workspace. They might offer you that during your client interview. It is an additional cost. You do not have to do it. That's like having like a work email, okay? Something that would say richard@consolidatedenterprises.com, okay? Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Live client support team you see there. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. And there's our, and that specific standard time, excuse me, with our phone number. If we ever communicate to you through a text message where it says mobile phone, that is your number that's listed there. Okay? That's the number that we would text. As far as your delivery dates, starting from today, I need you to be on the lookout in the mail. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code coming from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. And it'll say Google at the top. We need that PIN code when you receive it because that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Now,
okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all those directories and we're going to send you your login credentials so that you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. Now, 7 to 14 days, your website will be live, okay? As far as with the first page placement on Google, our promise is that it can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, Richard, there have been times I've seen it happen sooner, okay? In the meantime, what we're doing is getting that website and the directories up and running so you can start generating some calls. So when you receive that PIN code, I encourage you to get it to us as quickly as possible, and the technician will let you know the different ways that you can get it to us, either email, text message, or you could even include it yourself through your client dashboard. Now, as these steps are being completed, we're also going to be sending you notifications so that you're aware of what we're completing and when you're on the first page and when your website's live and when you're in the directories. So we're also going to keep you in the loop, okay? Now, under the payments, it shows that on 9/29/23, you paid $199 to activate your services, okay? That is the initial cost. Monthly after, $199. So you see that that price will never change. Seasonal holds, cancellations, you want to call 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. And then underneath where it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder, you're going to click on that box. You're checking it because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name, Richard, exactly as it reads, and then you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because it should be opening up a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Username, password, login.
Perfect. This is what I wanted you to see. So this is actually where you would go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have the username or password because the technician is going to create it. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll get an email with this link, a username and a password, and you can always update it, in fact, to a password of your choice because we'll generate one for you. So this is why I want you to watch that video, okay? Now, just the last two things. We also sent you an email, and this is going to help us get your business profile verified a lot faster. So Google needs, there's going to be some pictures that we need, right, that Google's requiring, and they're mentioned below on this email that says, it'll say photos needed. So whatever pictures of that are on this list that you can send us all the ones that you can. So if you have tools or equipment that you use, send us a picture of it. A work vehicle or work truck, send us a picture of that with the license plate showing. And it could be like far away, right? Business license, insurance, send us a picture of that. Send us a picture if you have a business card that you hand out. Send us a picture of your business registration if you have one. If you got a blank invoice that you use that might have your business logo on it. If you have a workspace where you kind of like, let's say in the garage, in the corner, you store your stuff, just take a picture of that. The more photos that you can send us, the better, because we're going to compile it so we can get you verified a lot faster. It's what Google's requiring now to kind of separate the fat from the cream. In other words, the guys that aren't legitimate, like yourselves, that are taking work away from you guys. So that's what they're doing now. And then just reminder, today we will be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock. We'll send you the reminder an hour before. And if you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and say, call me back, and we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you, Richard. And, again, thank you. Thank you very much for your service. It is greatly appreciated. And if you don't mind, I'm going to notate on there that you are an Air Force veteran. If that's okay.
Sure.
So that the technician knows. You know, I think that would be nice for them to know as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
I'm sure a ton, but not at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later on this afternoon. Okay, Richard? Thank you for your
Great.
Time.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.